And joining us is 36th District State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well myself. Busy time of year with the holidays. But hey, you guys are hoping to wrap up session pretty soon.
We are. I'm hoping today will be our last day. But as Lansing goes, there's always rumors that it could continue on. But I think we're nearing the end. And so there's been a lot of activity over the last couple weeks. And we'll see how it all ends up this evening. But had a couple very big bills, several big bills that we've taken up over the last couple weeks. One of them, first off, is Senate Bill 1244, and that was one of my bills. And Senate Bill 1244 was specifically set up to address our brownfields. We have hundreds of brownfields over across the whole state of Michigan. And what we've had is a problem, number one, in funding, but number two, we've had a problem getting specifics on what criteria would be used to actually get the sites cleaned up. And with this bill, it actually puts into place the law that sets how you actually develop the criteria using the EPA standard, which is referred to as IRIS, but there are other standards as well. One of the key concerns as we first began was if PFOS and PFAS would be included in it. We specifically have included PFOS, PFAS as part of the legislation, so the current standard of 70 parts per trillion is within the legislation and does allow for us to move forward. It does also have the ability to, as we've learned more about it, set within a structured process to change that criteria if it needs to be raised or lowered. Many would say lowered. There's an actual process to actually get that accomplished instead of people, different organizations fighting year after year after year, no, it doesn't have the right science, yes, it has the right science. We actually put in place a structure so that we can continue to move forward and protect our Michigan families, our kids, and make sure that we get the sites cleaned up. And so I think it's a huge piece of legislation, long needed. We've always had, it's referred to as Part 201 of the Michigan cleanup, and for too many decades, we've fought over what is the criteria to get something done. Yeah. And the challenge is we agreed with 90% of the rule change to make this happen, but as soon as we got to how do you actually define the criteria, we kept getting stuck. And so what I've done is take Senate Bill 1244 and actually make it so we have a set process. I know it's more of a challenge, and some do have concerns, but I think we've been fighting over the concerns way too long, and I think our families and our children need actual action. And so I was excited and very happy to see that we did get that out of the House back to the Senate, and we concurred and have sent it off to the governor. I think that's a huge piece of legislation. We've also put in place, talking about Pipeline 5, a new tunnel and a new tunnel authority, and that has now been created and put in place so that we can hopefully within the next 5 to 8 years actually put a tunnel under the straits at least 150 feet down into the bedrock so it can't get into our water. Inside the tunnel then would be a new pipeline with all the safety requirements, with access to make sure that it's there, and it puts a second, the tunnel actually creates a secondary, if not a third barrier, to make sure that we don't have a leak hurting our natural resources. And so I think it's a good step forward in updating infrastructure. The other part is Enbridge has made a commitment to pay 100% of the cost of this. So this isn't something that the taxpayers are doing. And so, I think a positive piece of legislation to protect our environment. Move forward on top Enbridge's commitment to build the tunnel and pay for it. They will be upgrading through the pipeline in any of the waterways going down south through the rest of the state. So I think this is a huge win in infrastructure investment and making sure that our citizens have affordable heating fuels and our transportation fuels, but at the same time protecting our environment. So those are just two of the big issues we've been talking about, but there's so many others that are going on, and I look forward to hopefully wrapping up session today and then take a little time. We are sort of went right from election straight into the end of the term, and so take a little time over Christmas and spend it with my family. And I think the 3rd of January, I'm headed north to Alpena and throughout the district again, and I look forward to seeing people and getting out there and talking with people and having questions asked. But if they do want to call my office, and you always ask me, I'm going to be ahead of you today, Kevin. And so it's 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036 or senatorjimstamas.com.
Very good. Well, Jim, to you and your family, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I know we'll be catching up with you again after the holidays when you get back into session.
Thanks, Kevin, to you and your family and to all of our families throughout the 36th Senate District. Merry Christmas. May your life be filled with joy. And I look forward to talking to you soon.